When I first started designing safety forms, I had a critical error in the design in that I told the users to fill out particular forms when the occasion arose, which is to say, if they observed an unsafe behavior, then they should fill out the form. If they cleaned up some water, then they should fill out the form. Or if they had a quick on-the-job training, they would fill that piece out. Well, that didn't work because there was no accountability built in. What happened was they never saw an unsafe behavior. They never seemed to see any water on the floor, and they didn't seem to find the need to do any training. So I changed the structure to build in accountability. And the way these work, and something that's very important for you to know, is that when you hand out a form, part of the accountability is that the forms are never handed in with an empty spot. They are always to be filled out completely. Now, if you look at the crew leader short form daily, as I mentioned before, this starts out with just behavior. This is a Word document, so you can go in and customize this form and back out the OJTs and the C-infixes and just start them with behavior interventions. And when you do, you don't say, when you see an issue, then record it and your actions, but you say, every day I need at least one. Every day I need you to get a good behavioral intervention. And it could be corrective or it could be complementary, but they need to engage in one every day. What happens here is if you get them in that frame of mind of doing at least one a day, they'll probably do more than that. They'll get into a habit of doing two or three or always having their eyes open, and you'll get a lot more bang for your buck. So accountability in crew leader short form is that they have to be filled out completely at least once a day. That's an absolute must when you implement this program with your users. If you look to the department manager form, you'll see that there is plenty of room for department managers to oversee what the crew leaders are doing and to actually give them an assessment of how they're doing. And every crew leader that a particular department manager oversees should have their name in that crew leader list, and at least once a month they should be reviewed on their quality of work as far as using and filling out their short form. Additionally, department managers should be engaged one-on-one in safety, both in observing job processes and whether they are safely designed, and perhaps just in observing particular employees. They need to play an active and engaged role. And again, this form can be customized so that there are the number of crew leaders they supervise, there's room for each name in that list, and however many direct interventions you want to guide them through, they should be engaging in. As mentioned, the Safety Manager Monthly Checklist is not involved in this training. It's not part of the initial implementation, but it's just included to show you how that accountability goes through the entire safety one-on-one structure. And we will be covering the Safety Manager Checklist usage in a later training.